Tell me how you got into Rotary.
Because at about age 7 or 8, my mother and I would go down to Roanoke with my daddy on Rotary night. And when he went to the Hotel Roanoke for his Rotary meeting, and he had also had to go to the whiskey store in Roanoke because the Salem government people would not permit whiskey stores in Salem.
Okay. And he needed it for the Rotary meeting?
And no, that was part of his reason for going to Roanoke.
Oh.
To get the geographical area.
This was a personal stash. Gotcha.
So he'd buy his whiskey and do whatever other business he had to do. And Mother would sometimes go to the Hieronymus, which was the big department store down there. Then we would end up at the S&W cafeteria and have supper, and up in the balcony there they had movies that were shown for the little kids. And so the kids would eat all over the cafeteria, and then after they'd finished their meal, they could go up to the balcony and sit and watch some of these movies.
Ah.
While the parents or whoever brought them there were sitting downstairs enjoying their coffee. And then we would walk over to the Hotel Roanoke, meaning we would go down the main street, Jefferson Street, and cross over the railroad. And that gave me a chance to see the big engines and some of the freight in addition to passenger service. And I had an aunt who worked in the station there. Forgotten now what title it was, but she was there at a desk where people were encouraged to stop and ask questions about the local community, if something that they were trying to locate or identify organizations that were in Roanoke or somewhere. That it was a sort of a
visitor information.
Yeah, visitor information is probably a good term for it.
How is she related? How is she your aunt?
She was my grandmother's sister.
Okay. Gladys's sister?
And
no, Gladys was your mother. This was
She was my grandmother's sister. So she was a generation of the people that are on the wall.
Mm-hmm. Was this your mom's your mom's mom or your dad's mom?
It was my mother's
mom's sister.
Mom.
Okay.
And that was the Davidson family. And she was living in Roanoke on 3rd Street, right across the street almost from where the family home had been. And she went to the station each day, and I don't know what they paid her, but she managed to get along fine, apparently. And I've got some pieces of furniture, I think, that came from her. In fact, it's possible that Uncle Frank's bed in here had gotten to me by way of Auntie. But I used to go to her house in Roanoke sometimes and spend one or two nights. And she had a husband who had been a longtime Roanoke resident. And he would bring her up to Salem and take advantage of some of the groceries that they could buy out in the country as they came along. But in terms of Rotary, it was because of these visits to the S&W cafeteria at night and then going to the hotel and waiting for Rotary to release. And so Mother kept control of me at the end of a long hall in Hotel Roanoke called Peacock Alley. And as soon as we saw the first Rotarian that we could recognize come out of the Rotary meeting, then Mother would let me go. And I could run down to the end of the hall and speak to some of the Rotarians that I knew through family connections as I went down until I could get in and tag up to my daddy. And I guess as much as anything, that was because I hadn't had any brothers and sisters, and I hadn't had any kids to play with. And so all of my growing up development activities were tied to adults. And that was true on the Roanoke College campus, and it was also true in the case of Rotary. And I got to know what Rotary did in those days. But when I got to Lexington and became a faculty member, then I was in a position that Rotary could invite me to join. And so I was proposed for membership by a man named Pete Brubaker, who was the coach of the Lexington High School football team. And Pete Brubaker had been a math major under my daddy in 1932 when I was 4 years old. So I had known Pete from the time I was a little kid. And I had to say to him, "No, Pete, I shouldn't do that now, because in another year or two, I'm going to be leaving VMI and going back to graduate school at the University of Virginia for 2 years. And so I said, when I come back to VMI, then I will consider
being
Rotarian."
Gotcha.
You hadn't forgotten your coat, had you?